Hi, I'm Tony Rossi for The Christophers, and on today's show, I'll be joined by Grammy Award-winning singer Michael W. Smith to talk about the spirit of Christmas. And I don't just mean that in the general sense. Michael's latest album is called The Spirit of Christmas, so we'll be featuring some of his music and talking about the way he keeps himself grounded in the holiday's sacred meaning. After that, I'll feature a short clip from my recent guests, Jonathan Jackson and E! Nation, talking about how they keep their kids focused on the birth of Jesus at Christmas. Stay with us. Christopher Close-Up starts right now. Hello and welcome to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and my guest today is three-time Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and musician Michael W. Smith. Michael has produced a lot of hit songs throughout his 31-year career in Christian music, but one theme he repeatedly returns to is Christmas because it's his favorite time of year. His latest Christmas album is his fourth, and it's called The Spirit of Christmas, and it features duets with superstars like Carrie Underwood, Martina McBride, Vince Gill, Bono, and others. It's an album that will definitely put you in the holiday spirit, so before I talk with Michael about it, I want to share a clip from The Spirit of Christmas. Here is Michael W. Smith with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. We just heard a clip of the song It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year from The Spirit of Christmas by Michael W. Smith. The album is The Spirit of Christmas from Michael W. Smith and Friends, and I'm happy to be talking to Michael on the phone right now. Michael, thanks so much for calling in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, we don't ordinarily think of Christmas albums as concept albums, but in a way this one is, because the arrangements of the song follow an arc of sorts from childhood to the secular to the sacred. What made you use that approach?
Well, you know what? Actually, this was an idea from a friend of mine named Robert Deaton, who produces the Country Music Awards every year, and he does the Country Music Christmas Special, which I was a part of last year with a duet with Jennifer Nettles. And I think that whole thing was kind of a magical moment on the show last year. And I think Robert knew I wanted to do another record one day, and another Christmas record. I've already done three, but he knew I wanted to do another one and collaborate. So he said, I've got an idea. And he came and pitched me this idea with every artist attached and how the whole thing would start and finish. It's almost like he had the whole record sequence before we even started. And I just thought it was absolutely brilliant, is what I really thought, honestly.
It's a great album because it takes you on this Christmas journey. Kind of, so you start off in childhood, and then you get into the more mature songs about faith and you know, grounding it in Jesus as being the reason for the season. So it's a really great piece of work.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, now the album opens with an orchestral piece of music that you wrote. It's performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. And to me, it sounds very cinematic, almost like the overtures on the great musicals you used to hear. What were you going for with that piece?
Well, you know, Robert wanted me to write something at the beginning. And I just I actually just had a film in my head. I actually scored a movie. I mean, I scored a minute and 50 second or however long it is, and not even that long, of just, you know, waking up. You know, that first thing, you're asleep, kids are asleep. You know, we always woke up at 5, which was like a nightmare for my mom and dad. It's like, gosh, I can't believe you guys are getting up so early. And we just did every year. But that whole thing of you're asleep, I've almost kind of – Oh, it reminded me of the Hook film the Steven Spielberg film called Hook and the little children. And so I just had this whole thing. And then when all of a sudden there's something that flashes across the window and all of a sudden the kids wake up and then the music starts to pick up and they're running everywhere and waking up mom and dad and running down the stairs. And I mean, I had all that in my head when I was writing that piece of music. Yeah. And so we just wanted to sort of have just a little bit of anticipation, almost like a, oh my gosh, what's getting ready to happen? You know? Yeah, it's kind of like one of those little things, a little like, is this really Christmas morning? And that's what we went for. And I think we got it. I think we got it right.
You absolutely did. I'm talking to Michael W. Smith about his album, The Spirit of Christmas. Now, one of the duets on this album is between you and Carrie Underwood, and the song is All Is Well. It's a song you wrote a lot of years ago. What is it about that song that makes it stand out, not just on a performance level, but also on a message level, as words we all need to hear and take to heart?
Well, it's a great lyric. I mean, Wayne Kirkpatrick, you got to give him credit for it. It's very simple, but just so beautiful and just so, it's just so reassuring, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, when I wrote the music, I wrote the music first, and I knew when I wrote it that I really felt like that I had something really, really special. And, you know, people ask me to this day, what's your favorite song you've ever written? And, you know, most people want me to say Friends or Place in This World, but my answer is All Is Well.
Wow.
And it still is to this day. And so when we were putting this record together, although it's on my first Christmas album, I played this for Robert because Robert, you know, he had just sort of forgotten the Christmas albums. And I said, you can go back and listen to Christmas albums and listen to All Is Well. Right now we got Carrie singing Oh Holy Night, but I said, I think Carrie needs to sing All Is Well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Robert heard it and just flipped. He just said, she's got to sing this song. She's got to sing this song. And so, and she did. And, oh my gosh. I mean, it's just like, I mean, the hairs still stand up on my neck still.
Absolutely.
I mean, she's a terrific singer. I mean, there's nobody who sings like that. And so she knocked it out of the park. And then I had... And then the big test was I had to sing with her, which was scared me half to death a little bit. So,
well, I think you held your own, Michael.
Well, I hope so. I thought I'm going to have to bring my A game here.
Is that idea of All Is Well, is that something that you return to when you've gone through troubling times in your life, that God is kind of looking over everything and that all will be well?
Absolutely. Every day.
Right, right.
Every day. I see it at my mom and dad's. They've got... But, you know, my dad's going through a tough time. My dad's got dementia, and it's just a whole other story. But, you know, every day when I'm over there with him, you know, I say, hey, Dad, guess what? Look over there. What's that say over there over the chimney? My dad said, all's well. All's well. And so that's sort of become our motto, especially during this chapter of our lives. When you watch your kids get the magical, just amazing feelings of watching your kids have kids, you have a bunch of grandkids, but then watching your mom and dad get old. So
yeah.
really an interesting chapter, but God's good and all is well at the end of the day.
Right, right, right. Well, it's great hearing you and all the superstars sing, like there's Martina McBride, Little Big Town, Carrie Underwood, we just mentioned, Jennifer Nettles, Bono, but I thought one of the most powerful, pure tracks is when you sing with your granddaughter Audrey on the song Somewhere in My Memory. What was that like for you to sing with your one of the youngest members of your family?
Well, it was emotional for sure. And, you know, that was sort of my idea. I went to Robert. I said, hey, I know we're going to have a kids choir and we're going to do this song from Home Alone, but what do you think about my granddaughter Audrey singing the song? And, you know, and I approached her about it, and I think she was so scared, and she said no. I mean, she said no 3 times, and then, you know, like 4 days later, she called me up and said, hey, G-Daddy. She said, oh, my kids call me G-Daddy. She said, G-Daddy, I think I can sing it. I think I want to do it. I said, well, that's great. I said, there's actually money involved. I'll give you some money. That lit her up. So I think she did a great job. Yeah, there's just something about a little child singing, and you know, you get to sing with them, and it's actually one of my granddaughters. So it was a Yeah, it's so funny. You got all these people, all these interviews I do, and all these amazing people, and what people mainly want to talk about is the whole thing with your granddaughter. So there must be something that's sort of pushing everybody's button, because I think it's a tender moment on the album.
It's absolutely. And the album we're talking about is The Spirit of Christmas. It's from Michael W. Smith and Friends. I'm talking to Michael right now. You've said that Christmas is your favorite time of year, but I'm curious, how did your family for you make it a balance between the fun secular part of the holiday and the sacred part?
Well, I mean, I think that's always a challenge, you know, but we were very, very plugged in to our church. And I mean, you know, we did a lot of things during the season that were very, very intentional about helping other people. And I know, we'd take food to the old folks' homes. We'd go to the retirement center and, the sort of thing of just going, guys, don't forget. Yeah, we're having a blast. And we all talk about Santa Claus and we all got over that, you know, and then. Mm-hmm. Just so many presents and the festivities and the food, but my mom and dad always just said, don't forget what this whole thing's all about, you know? And we just found ourselves just really trying to really give during that season, and still do. You know, we've passed that on to our kids now.
Did having kids of your own and now grandchildren, has it changed the way you celebrate the holiday?
I'm more grateful.
Okay.
And I thought I was grateful from the very beginning, mm-hmm. but I'm extremely grateful now. We've passed a lot of those traditions on down to our children, our grandchildren too, and our kids welcome that. It's just so fun, you know. So, I mean, I think some traditions are meant to break, but I think some are not.
Right. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close Up. I'm talking to Michael W. Smith about his album, The Spirit of Christmas. Now, we were talking about giving back, and I know you were named Nashville's 2014 Outstanding Philanthropist for various efforts that include helping local youth and being active in Compassion International. How did you first realize that you could make a difference in your position, and that it didn't require maybe, you know, big name or big money, but just on a one-to-one basis, that you could actually change somebody's life by caring?
Well, just from experience,
right?
You know, just loving on somebody. I mean, I think I've always been that way. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I've not always done it well. I mean, this is probably one of the, you know, Deb and I've been married for 33 years to this amazing woman, and we it's never been better. And we've got this. We've really got a great marriage. But if there's anything that's sort of that we struggle with and we sort of wrestle with, we're just going, are we doing enough? You know, and mm-hmm. that, if there's any tension in the Smith house between Deb and I, it's like, you know, we could always give more. We could always give more. I mean, if it was up to my wife, we'd be living in a shack down by the river. But, you know, so it's just trying to find that balance. But we just know that we have the capacity and the ability, and doesn't matter if you have a lot of money or not, but yeah, you have the opportunity to change somebody's life. And the need's great. You don't have to cross the pond to be a missionary. You know, there's a kid who's got a drug addiction who needs a mentor, you know. Mm-hmm. There's all these kids who come to Rocket Town, you know. I've got a girl, you know, Trisha, and her mom's a prostitute and her dad's in jail. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Rocket Town's become a home for her, you know. So there's just all kinds of ways to be able to make a difference, and everybody has a chance to do that.
Right, right. I'm talking to Michael W. Smith. His album is The Spirit of Christmas. I read something else on your website I want to ask about, because you said about you were touring Bahrain for your album Sovereign, and the quote you said is, somehow a Hindu, a Catholic, a Protestant, and a Jew all formed this committee and wanted me to come to Bahrain and do a concert of peace. Now, this is a Catholic radio show, so I love hearing stories about interfaith cooperation. So tell me a little bit about this experience of yours there.
I mean, I'm telling you what, that is a miracle in of itself. I mean, I need to write a book about that experience. It was unbelievable. I don't know how they, you know, I don't know the whole story. I've really tried to learn a lot. I just know that there were probably at least 100 miracles that took place for me to even come. But I think it's one of those countries where, and I was really impressed by all these people. I met everybody on that committee. I met them all.
Mm-hmm.
And they genuinely, I think, really love each other. And they want to live in peace. And they don't want any bloodshed on their streets. And they've learned how to live together. And they can agree to disagree. You know, mm-hmm. we believe this, you believe that. And they don't become, you know, radical about it to the point of taking somebody else's blood, you know? I mean, they've done, and you know, they've all had to give to some point, I mean, obviously you're not going to give up on your faith and change that. But somehow they figured out a way to live peacefully together. And, so it was very, very shocking, when I got the request that I've been invited to Bahrain and you have been cleared by the king. Because everything has to go by the king, mm-hmm. you know. And I got approved and I went in. And I tell you what, it was one of the most memorable shows of my entire career. I will never forget the rest of my life.
That is great. Well, it sounds like you should write a book about it, because those are the kinds of stories that don't really make the news. The stories about people getting along. So
I know. And I've actually thought about it, and I'm glad you brought it up, because that'll stir it inside of me that I might need to just start documenting some of this stuff that went down, because I think people need to hear it.
Right, right. I'm talking to Michael W. Smith. His album is called The Spirit of Christmas. There's one other song I want to touch on. It's a beautiful poetic track called The Darkest Midnight, and it's Bono, and it's a little unusual because it's more of a spoken word recitation than a song. Is there a story behind that performance?
Well, we knew that we would love to have Bono involved, and I knew that when Robert asked me about Bono, I'm going, man, I don't know. They're trying to finish a U2 record that's been 5 years in the making. I think it's a long shot, but you know what? All I can say is no.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that we wanted something poetic. We knew we wanted a spoken word. And we thought, you know what? If there's any way to pull the Bono thing off, he's not going to be allowed to sing a song. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Could he speak? Could he recite part of the Christmas story? Could he recite a psalm, something from Isaiah? Ooh, could he maybe recite an Irish Kilmore carol?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
we started doing all our research and all the Irish Kilmore carols. And we found this song that's been sung and been quoted, called The Darkest Midnight. And so I picked out verse 1 and verse 7, and I sent it to him. And I said, here it is. I have no expectations. I got all these amazing people on the record, but just let me know what you think, you know. And so he emailed me back, and he said, sounds interesting. I'll have to run it up the Politburo. I've never heard that phrase before, but I thought it was just really quite funny, you know. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He did it. I mean, I didn't know if it was going to happen. You know, it got down right to the wire, but he did it, and I think he really loved it. At one of his last emails to me, he said he was talking about the U2 record, and he was chatting about some stuff I'd thought, other thing. And he said, oh, by the way, I loved the whispering. It reminded me of Christmas morning.
Mm.
So, it's a little unusual, but most people I play it for, they just go, wow. I mean, that's like...
It hits you.
That is very, very artistic and whoa. I mean, you're captivated by it. You just are. And maybe some of the reason for that, it's Bono, you know. But I'm very, very grateful that he did that. I've told him more than once, for sure.
Right, right, right. I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I've been talking with Michael W. Smith about his album, The Spirit of Christmas. You know, we talked about all the great people he's got on at Bono doing the recitation of The Darkest Midnight and Carrie Underwood singing All Is Well and a ton of other great songs and his granddaughter. And listening to this album, I think, is something you should pick up, because it's going to make you feel Christmassy from beginning to end, remembering your childhood, feeling the glory of Christmas in all its forms, in the fun worldly forms and in the important forms that's grounded in Jesus. So Michael, thanks for making the album, and thank you for calling in today.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you for the time.
I'm Tony Rossi, and you're listening to Christopher Close-Up. I'll be back in a couple of minutes with Jonathan Jackson and E Nation. But first, to play us into a message from the Christophers, here's Michael W. Smith with Happy Holidays off his album, The Spirit of Christmas.
Happy Holidays. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow's white on the ground when old Santa gets
lights in the town. He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack up on his back and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
So
whoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock. Don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack up on his back,
yeah,
and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season.
Prayer seems like it should be easy. We say some tried and true words and voila, we're praying. But as anyone who prays with regularity knows, we can say the words, but not feel a connection. We can beg the Holy Spirit to guide us, but still feel like we're wandering a dark path. That's why the Christophers have prepared a news note called Building an Active Prayer Life. It offers suggestions and stories that will help you create a more fulfilling relationship with God. To request your free copy of Building an Active Prayer Life, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back to Christopher Close-Up. I'm Tony Rossi, and if you're a regular listener of this show, you recently heard me interview the star of the TV series Nashville, Jonathan Jackson, and his band E-Nation, which consists of his brother Richard Lee Jackson and their friend Daniel Sweat. They joined me to talk about their album Radio Cinematic, but we also touched on Jonathan's contribution to the Christmas album from the cast of Nashville, and I asked the guys who are all dads how they keep themselves and their kids focused on keeping Christ in Christmas. We didn't have time to include this section in our regular interview, so here now are Jonathan Jackson, Richard Lee Jackson, and Daniel Sweat talking about Christmas. Well, I read that there's also a Nashville, cast of Nashville has done a Christmas album. You do Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, the Darling Love Classic.
I think that just came out today on iTunes.
What is it like covering, doing a cover song of somebody else's great classic song?
Yeah, well, I was doing a cover of a cover because
YouTube
covered
version.
It, you
okay.
know, I think it was Darling Love. Being the U2 fan that I am, my influence and experience of the song was from what they did during the Rattle and Hum era. It's just one of those songs I've always loved, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when they wanted to do a Christmas album, they said, why don't you come in with a few songs? Just vocally, I thought, man, this is just such a fun song to sing, you know. And the producer, Jay DeMarcus, responded to it right away. I thought it'd be great for the album, and it was a really smooth process.
Good. And now, since I mentioned Christmas, you know, you enjoy the secular side of the holiday, but I know faith is also important to you guys, so you want to focus on the sacred too.
Right.
How do you stay in that for yourself and for your kids?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's something my wife and I have talked about a lot over the years, you know, because it always seems like Christmas gets busier and busier and more frantic and more frantic, and it's a time when you feel like things should slow down. I know for me, you know, over the last few years, becoming an Orthodox Christian, I've entered into the liturgical life of the church, and so that's been really helpful, having the 40-day fast before Christmas. It kind of focuses your mind on what's going on. And I found that 40-day period before Christmas is very enriching, you know, because, you know, you're constantly in this place of just being reminded of what's coming, that we're here, you know, we're going to celebrate the birth of Christ. So that's been really helpful.
Good. How about you guys?
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of the heart, really. You know, it's just... making sure that myself and my wife and my kids really understand what Christmas is really about, the genuine miracle and wonder of Christ. And so we try and do things that are centered in that, you know, mm-hmm. whether it's church related or when we lived in Oregon, we would go to this place called the Grotto, and they have, you know, the nativity set up, and they have choirs there. Last year, I got to make a trip to Israel with some of my family, and that obviously really centered me in the time of year of faith. So it's really, you know, it's a beautiful time of reflection, and it's just a matter, for me, it's a matter of the heart.
Yeah, and I think life is pretty hectic, and so we try to set aside extra time kind of on a daily basis as it gets closer to Christmas, just to be together in quiet with the family, just talking mm-hmm. with the girls and, you know, just talking about what Christmas means and right. just kind of reminding the kids and ourselves and focusing on the true meaning of it. And you know, it's not easy to do sometimes with, as Jonathan was saying, as the years go by, it gets busier and busier and busier. So just making the effort and to focus and have that time kind of is very centering in the season.
I'm Tony Rossi. You're listening to Christopher Close-Up, and thanks to Jonathan Jackson, Richard Lee Jackson, and Daniel Sweat of the band E-Nation for sharing their thoughts on Christmas. Now, before we end today's show, here's another message the Christophers would like to share with you.
When Father James Keller founded the Christophers, he chose the organization's name because it means Christ-bearers in Greek. He wanted to encourage everyone to discover their God-given talents, combine their faith with action, and change the world for the better. For ideas on how you can be a Christ-bearer in your own life, the Christophers have prepared a news note called Being a Christopher. It's filled with quotes and insights from Father Keller himself, who once explained, "The presence of even one Christopher in any environment is a blessing, a channel of grace, and a step in the right direction. It's like a tiny pinpoint of light that is greater than the encircling darkness." To request your free copy of Being a Christopher, send an email to radio@christophers.org or call our toll-free number at 1-888-298-4050. That's 1-888-298-4050. We look forward to hearing from you.
In closing, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in today, and I encourage you to visit our website at christophers.org to learn more about the Christophers and to download free literature and podcasts. When you're there, you can also find links to our blog and our Facebook and Twitter pages. And if you have any questions or comments about the show, you can send an email to radio@christophers.org. Our engineers for today's show are Charlie Actor and Brian Bonifacio, and I'm Tony Rossi, your host. Thanks again for joining us, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.